are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
It's a great honor to bring God's word to you every week. We know your life will never be the same again. God loves you. God is committed to you. And I pray as I share the word of God today that your life will be touched, that you too will experience the abundant blessing of God this year. Make room for God and see what this amazing God will do for you and in your life, in Jesus' name. I want to continue to talk to you. I don't know if I'm ever going to get all the subject on making room for God in your life. You serve a big God who wants to do big things in your life. Say an amen this morning. 2 Kings chapter 4. I want to talk about a woman this morning. And my message entitled very simply, A Shunammite Woman's Faith. How many of you know it's your faith that moves God? People sit and they sing, Que sera, sera, whatever will be. But I want you to know this morning, even before I start this message, there in Bloemfontein, our new campus, what a beautiful building. I tell you, I'm so excited about what God is doing. I want to tell you this morning that God has a promise for each and every one of you. We want to see the promise become reality. Even when we go through pain, we know that God will work in the seasons of pain in our lives, and that God will have the final say in our lives, because His promises are yea and amen. So we read together, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, It happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, Look now, I know that he is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table, a chair, a lampstand, so it will be whenever he comes to us, he will turn in there. It happened one day that he came there and he turned into the upper room and lay down. Then he said to Gehazi's servant, Call the Shunammite woman. When he called her, she stood before him and he said to him, Say now to her, Look, listen, look. You have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Underline that. That's a message from God. What can I, God, do for you? Because the prophet represents God. Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army? So she answered, I dwell among my own people. So he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Actually, she has no son and her husband is old. Martha, there's still hope. Amen. So he said, Call her. And when he called her, she stood in the doorway. And then he said, About this time next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, No, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come. And then we know the story, the tragedy of the child that dies. He's with his father one day and he has an attack physically. He cries out, My head, my head. And the father sends the boy to the mother. This amazing woman of faith. And we pick up the word of God in verse number 20. The Bible says, When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him and went out. And then she called to her husband and said, Please send me one of the young men on one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back. So he said, Why are you going to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, It is well. Somebody say, It is well. Then she saddled the donkey and she said to her servant, Drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. And so they departed to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to his servant Gehazi, Look, the Shunammite woman, please run now and meet her and say to her, Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? And she answered, It is well. We know the end of the story, how Elisha sends his servant Gehazi to raise the child, but he fails. Then Elisha himself goes because of this woman's persistent faith that will not leave the servant of God, the man of God. She insists that the promise she received from God will come back to life. So I want to talk about this amazing woman, how she made room for this miracle in her life. She activated her faith. Number one, she made room for the presence of God. Everybody say the presence of God. This was a hungry woman. She hungered for the presence of God. She recognized that Elisha was a man of God. She recognized where the anointing was. She was hungry for a move of God in her life, as I believe you are this morning. We're not going to serve God with yesterday's manna. We need a new hunger, a new desperation. We're not going to camp at yesterday's cynicism. We're going to believe God, that God is a miracle working God today in the name of Jesus. So what does she do? She builds a building in the north of Bloemfontein. She builds a building in Pretoria. She builds a building in Johannesburg. She builds a building. She makes a room. Hallelujah. Because when you make room for God, God will make room for you. When you put God first, God will put you first. A lot of people want God to move in their lives, but they just cannot fit God into their schedules. They're too busy. They grew up religiously. So, I mean, God, you'll fit in on Sunday when I have a little bit of time, when I don't go to my farm, when I don't play golf, when I don't feel too tired, when it's not raining, I'll make room for you. Not this woman. She's a notable woman like Jabez. She's blessed already. But she realizes there's something about the presence of God. There's something about God in the house. There is something about this amazing living God that when you see Him, you want to be with Him. You want to connect with Him. Our God is not a religious God. He's not some distant figure out there. Our God is real, more real than any person else. We understand in the Old Testament, God lived in the Holy of Holies, in the innermost holy place of the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant. But He anointed some men, which were prophets in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, God sent the Holy Spirit. And the Bible calls the church, Ephesians 2, the dwelling place of God by His Spirit. So when we build these buildings, it is not the building that's the church, but it's when the people discern, that is the place, the upper room, that is the place where I can go and meet with God. That is the place where the presence of God resides. Come on. That is the place where I will go every Sunday. Not just Sunday. Whether it's a Sabbath, a new moon, whether it's a Wednesday, a Tuesday, a prayer meeting, a home cell meeting. I'm hungry for the presence of God. Come on, somebody in Pretoria. If you are hungry for the presence of God, give the Lord a praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on. Come on. He is the great I Am. Oh, come on, somebody that loves Jesus, give Him a praise. Let the praises of God resound in that new building in the north of Bloemfontein. Come on. It is a house of praise there in Pretoria. Jesus Himself said, if we don't praise Him, the rocks will cry out. I know some people don't like God. Like Luke chapter 5, when Jesus was ministering, the Bible says the presence of the Lord was, the power of the Lord was present. And nobody received a miracle because everybody was religious, doctors of the law, Pharisees, Sadducees. You know, a Sadducee is a sad person. It's like they go to church with these long faces, long weekend faces. David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Come on. David says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. Come on. He said, a day in your courts is better than 1,000 euros in the tents of wickedness. There is no place like the presence of God. This woman discerned this. She wanted the presence of God in her home. So she said to her husband, let's build a room for God. Amen. Let's make a place for God. I know God lives in us. I understand that. But I have a study in my home where I go and it's me and God. My staff know when I'm busy with God, don't bother me. Don't come close to me. If I'm in my office busy with God, don't come with urgent matters. Because I've discovered the presence of God will take you where nothing else can take you. The presence of God will sustain you. The presence of God will turn your promises into realities, my dear friend. She understood the presence of God. And she hungered for the presence of God. Sometimes we cannot discern a move of God. We cannot discern the place where God has placed His presence. I want to challenge you this year to make God's presence your most urgent pursuit in 2017 beyond. That God's presence, spending time in the presence of this amazing God, will become your number one priority, because the presence of God will enlarge you. When you make room for God's presence will make room for you. When you make room for God's presence will meet the needs that you don't even know you have. Like this woman, His presence will bless you. His presence will enlarge you. His presence will refresh you. His presence will strengthen you. His presence will give you vision and direction. His presence will heal you. You're going to walk into church with a backache and you walk out not even realizing when you were touched, but while you were worshiping the King of Kings. His presence is going to touch you this year in Jesus' name, like Jabez. God is going to increase you. God is going to enlarge you. God is going to bless you more in Jesus' name, because your God is a good God. Your God is an amazing God. He promised that if you will serve Him, He will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessing in Jesus' name. 2 Samuel chapter 6, when David was upset with God because of Uzzah that died trying to steady the presence of God, a move of God. It's amazing when God moves, how many people want to come with their wet blankets? How many people want to steady what God does? When the youth revival broke out, people came to him and they said, oh, the church is not the same. Let's just steady the move of God. When this church in 1994 was birthed and we birthed a multicultural church, many people said, oh no, we know everybody's not like us. Let's steady the move of God. Keep your hand off the move of God. Keep your mouth away from the move of God. Watch what you say about a move, if it is a move of God. You don't want to steady the move of God. Amen. You want to discern a move of God. You want to honor a move of God. You want to honor the presence of Jesus more than anything else in your life. It's amazing how people bow for men, but when it comes to Jesus, they want us to be quiet. They can have a rally about anything, but don't have a rally for Jesus. They can stand on university and shout about everything, but let's not talk about Jesus. Well, we're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk more about Jesus. We're going to go louder in the north. Come on in, Pretoria. This is our time to shine for our Jesus. So David says, he sees that, he takes the ark, God's presence, because he's offended. I mean, God doesn't need our permission to move. God doesn't need our opinion. Well, no, I don't know whether this technology is really God. Really? Well, then stop watching your television and your computer and your iPad and your cell phone. Stop getting excited about your soccer. Not that there's much to be excited about right now. Oh, come on, smile. Just look happy. But we will smile again, Pastor Harry, about Bafana. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. So, God doesn't need our permission. We need to discern. I mean, if God could use a donkey, God can use me and God can use you so that He receives the glory. Say amen this morning in Jesus' name. So he puts the ark of God, he's mad. Puts the ark of God with Obed-Edom the Hittite, and what happens? God blesses him, because the presence of God brings life. The presence of God brings reward. The presence of God brings liberty. This amazing Jesus that people want to put in a box says, make room for me. Like those four friends, everybody sat in the church, in the house, nothing happened. And those four hungry, reckless people, CRC members, broke the roof open and said, we can't get into this place, but we know Jesus is in this place. We're going to break up the roof and we're going to get closer to Jesus this year. Hallelujah. Not going to serve God like He's in a graveyard. We're going to serve God because He's alive. The grave is empty. Jesus Christ is alive. He's risen from the grave. We're not going to serve God with apologetics. Now, I don't say you need to stand up and shout, but please don't get offended when somebody else does. We're all different. People express their faith differently. And by the way, when you get to heaven, for those of you that are so reserved and silent, there's half an hour silence for you when you get to heaven. The rest of the time, the Bible says, they rest not day and night. Hallelujah. But they shout, they sing praises and glory to the King of Kings, to the one who sits upon the throne. The Bible says they rest not day and night, because in heaven they've discovered this amazing God. What we are still trying to discover, they have discovered who this God is, an amazing God. And every time the angels, the cherubims, and the seraphim see, they go, wow, holy, 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 wow, holy, 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 wow, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You are God and there is no other. We are not ashamed of you, God. We glorify you. We worship you. You are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. You alone are worthy of all the glory. I tell you, when people praise God, heaven will show up. Because God says, I inhabit the praises of my people. When I hunger for the presence of God, I'm not ashamed. You may live in a shack and the person next to you doesn't like God, but you're not going to let that shut you up. You're going to praise God. You're going to praise God like Paul and Silas in the prison, because he's worthy. Amen. I said he alone is worthy. Come on. We are not here to serve a man. We are not here to serve a church. We are here to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, and he is worthy. He alone is worthy. Come on, somebody give him a praise because he's worthy in Jesus' name. Come on. So this woman hungers for the presence of God. David sees that the ark of the Lord in the house of Obed-Edom blesses him. And David goes to get the ark. There are people that used to be on fire for God. You've lost your fire. Maybe today in the Northern Sanctuary in Bloemfontein, the first time you're back in church for a long time. You're not there by accident. That building wasn't built by accident. It's because God had you on his mind. Because God loves you. God is committed to you. Maybe you've drawn away from the presence of God. Something has offended you. Unfulfilled expectation. A tragedy. Bitter disappointment. And you have drawn back from the presence of God. I want to ask you, come back to him. He's waiting for you. I want to ask you, make him your priority again. I want to ask you to draw closer to him as David did. And he brought the presence of God back to Jerusalem and back to his house. The Bible is clear in Matthew 6 verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Before we attempt to do anything, we should seek him. We should draw closer to him. This woman made place for the presence of God. I believe as we build and continue to expand as CRC, it's not a movement of man, it's a movement of God. We're making room for God to touch more people. So I want to challenge you. Yeah, in this building that's almost full already. There's a few extra seats because we opened the other building. Invite your world. Bring your world to church. Make room for God to work in your life. Because here we come to pursue God. We come to worship him. We come to bring our world to connect with this amazing God. We come to be trained and equipped. We come to worship him with our tithe and our offering. Because when we bring our first fruits to God, we recognize that all we have comes from God. And our Father said, when you bring the tithe, he opens the windows of heaven and he pours a blessing out on you. Make room for God this year in your finances. Honor God in your budget. Put God first and watch what God is going to do for you in 2017. Say amen. Amen. Jacob, we had a revelation of God's house in the Old Testament. We know the story in Genesis 28. He has this dream, a ladder, and there are angels ascending from the throne of God, from the heavens, up and down. And God stands at the top of the ladder, and he talks to Jacob. He talks to him about the dream that he gave Abraham. He talks to him about the future. He reveals the plans that he has for him in this vision. And Jacob wakes up, and he makes this amazing statement, which I love. He was afraid, and he said, how awesome is this place. Hallelujah. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate to heaven. I want to tell each and every one of you, get planted in a local church somewhere. Get planted in a family somewhere. Become part of something bigger and discover the dream that God has for you, the vision that God has for you. Many of my visions and dreams I received while standing here and worshiping with all of you, because it's a beautiful thing to be together with other believers. I would not substitute it for anything else. There is nothing as beautiful as dwelling together with the brethren in unity. The house of God. The reason God built his house is so that his people can come together in spite of your background, your culture, your education, your financial bank balance. You can come and be family of God. And he says this to God, he makes this vow in verse 20. He says, then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way, that I'm going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I may come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone, hallelujah, this brick and mortar, which I have set as a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. I want to encourage you to make serving God your top priority for 2017. Come on, I'm talking to believers here today. Coming to church, a top priority. And that like Jacob, you will say, how awesome is this place? Not criticize. Anybody can criticize. How awesome is this place? I mean, where else are you going to get music like this? Where else are you going to see beautiful people like this? Where else are you going to worship God? How awesome is this place? Come on, let's check our attitudes this year. Let's not talk about against the church of God, whether it's Presbyterian, Baptist, Dutch Reformed. We want church, one body. We can't fight one another, criticize one another. We discern the house of God. And we go to the house where God calls us to go, so we may worship Him and we may praise Him. So number one, this woman physically made room for the presence of God. This is not for man. Even on the old covenant, David said, this house is not for man. Although God uses man, it's not about man. This is about you, Father, to get people to connect with you so they can discover who you created them to be, the dreams and the visions you have for them. Everybody pray this prayer. God is right there where you are. Say this right now. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me just as I am. I believe with all my heart you are the Christ. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Save me. Wash me in your blood. Forgive my sin. Take your place in my life as my Lord and Savior, now and forever. I give myself to you. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you, I'm born again. I am your child forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.